people here at most. A little bit of a smaller crowd. We've seen a smaller crowd on Tuesday when we covered Racine Case as well. So maybe a little bit of weather playing a factor. Not really sure, but it seems that Racine Lutheran almost has a bigger crowd than the Horlick fans here tonight.
Yeah, and we also mentioned driving down here from Franklin. They got a lot more snow last week in Racine than we did up in the Oak Creek Franklin area.
Yeah, there was measurable snow here, and we haven't had that anywhere near us this year. It was even less up by me in Glendale.
A WRJN Racine. So both teams have gone over to their respective benches for final comments, and now we'll get our national anthem. And then we'll get this one underway. So we'll turn it over to the PA announcer now for the Horlick Rebels. All right, that was our national anthem. Now we'll get the starters again for both teams. And then we'll get this one underway. Again, for Lutheran, it'll be Austin, Cozy, Brumby, Pitruff, and Jones. For the Rebels, it'll be Jones, Wendt, Jeremiah Jones, Sire Brown, and Fletcher. Head coach of the Rebels, Mark Eichner. Head coach of the Racine Lutheran Crusaders, Justin Hollum. Going for that 13th win. So they'll be introduced first. Now the Rebels being introduced. And then we'll get this one underway. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Both teams come out. Pitruff will jump for the Crusaders. And it'll be Brown for the Rebels. And again, we'll see if the Rebels can keep this one close. There's the tip, and it's controlled by the Rebels. And they'll take it across the timeline as Cameron Jones. Jones with the basketball now, trying to find somebody, almost an over and back. Now taken away. Taken away. Shot is up and good by Jones. Justin Jones with the first two of the game. And Cameron Jones once again will bring it across. He had it slapped away and taken away. Now looking for someone to throw it to. Throws it to Fletcher. Fletcher finds a man underneath, and he overlaid it. Was Sire Brown. Brown overlaid it. And here comes Bryce Austin pushing it up. Now slows it down. They'll look to get it to Petroff on the wing. Real good three-point shooter, but he can come down low, too, on the low post. Austin now goes to Petroff. Petroff looking for someone to get it to. Now they give it to Sam. He'll put it up. In and out. No good. Rebound, though, put back up and good by Bryce Austin. Makes it 4-2. Lutheran with the lead. Full court pressure by the Crusaders. Token pressure, that was, as Brown brings it down, kicks it to J.J. Fletcher on the wing. Then it's taken away. Taken away by Bryce Austin, all the way down, lays it up and scores. Coast to coast for the Crusader. Austin to make it 6-2. As Cameron Jones brings it down, he'll pull up, shoot, and score. Cameron Jones with about a 12-footer, real nice jump shot, fading away to make it 6-4. We've played almost 2 minutes here in our first half. Austin goes across court. Now the shot goes up, no good. Kick back is no good, and they'll award it to the Rebels. And now they're going to change it. Ron Quirk said, nope, it went off the Rebels last. So the Crusaders to inbound. Trying to inbound it. And they get it over to Austin. Austin now throws it across court to Cozy. Now they go to Petroff. Petroff goes in the corner with it. Now they give it back to Petroff at the top of the key. He won't shoot. Passes over to Cozy. Now back out on top to Austin. Now Cozy. Back to Austin. And now Petroff. And we're going to have a foul coming up here. And he'll shoot two. That foul's on Jones, Jeremiah Jones, his first, team first. First one up is no good by Deion Brumby. He'll get the second, fouled in the act of shooting. 15:37 to go in our first half. 6-4, Raylou with the lead. Second one up is good. So it makes it 7-4. And Cameron Jones will bring it across. Now on the drive, it was Brown kicking it out to Fletcher, and Fletcher gave it up. Now they go to Fletcher in the corner, and he'll kick it out again. Doesn't like to shoot unless he's underneath. Now, turnaround by Fletcher's no good as it's deflected. And here comes the Crusaders, taking it down quickly, throwing it inside. Brumby can't handle it. And now we got a foul coming up. So it'll go over to the Rebels. That foul was on the Crusaders. And it's on Brumby, his first, team first. So they get it into Fletcher, and he finds the open man. Oh, and it's knocked away by Austin as he took his time. Now Petroff almost out of bounds, saves it to Cozy. Now they go inside to Brumby. Brumby puts it up, and he's fouled once again. They can't stop him once he gets down low. That foul's on Brown, his first, team second. So at the line for two. He's one for two so far tonight. First one up is good. Get the second now. Second one up is also good. So make it 9-4 now. Ray Lou with the lead. Trying to get it in. They get it into Fletcher. Fletcher will dribble all the way down. He'll put it up. And they'll call a player control foul on Fletcher. That's his first. Team third. Thought he had it, but wanted to bulldoze his way over that man. Now they go to Austin on the wing. Back out on top to Cozy. Petrov throws it down on the wing. Another foul coming up on the Rebels. Fouls on Jeremiah Jones, his second, team fourth. Petrov with the basketball now. Gave it up to Austin. Now pull-up shot by Colsey's no good, and the rebound to the Rebels. So far, Rebels pretty good. And he stepped on the sideline, was Cameron Jones, so it'll go back over to the Crusaders. As I was saying, though, the Rebels doing a decent job on the defensive board so far. So here comes Cozy with it. Passes over to Austin. Now driving in as Austin gives it to Petrov for the three, and he'll hit it. Sam Petrov with the three from the wing to make it 12-4 now. Now the pressure has went. Got it into Brown. And now we got a kicking violation, so it'll stay with Horlick. And Sire Brown, he'll inbound. Inbounds to Wendt, then taken away. Oh! Bryce Austin with the one-handed stuff for the Lutheran Crusaders to show us a little bit of showmanship there by the Crusaders to make it 14-4. Now it's triple team, stolen away again. Cozy comes up, puts up the left-handed layup to make it 16-4, and a 30-second timeout called by the Horlick Rebels. So we'll keep it here. 13:26 to go in our first half. It's Racine Lutheran 16, Horlick 4.
Dick, Horlick able to kind of play with the Crusaders for the first two-ish minutes of that first half here that we're in, but it's been nothing but the Crusaders just forcing turnovers, making the Horlick Rebels really make plays, and they've struggled to be able to do that, which has led to this huge lead. The Rebels even had a 4-2 lead at one point.
Yes, they did, and like I said, they seem to be handling the defensive boards pretty good, and now, as Lutheran has done in many games, they have taken over. So here's the Rebels trying to get it across the timeline. And the Crusaders employing token pressure. So Wendt inbounds to Cameron Jones. He'll get it back to Wendt, and then Wendt will get it across to Jeremiah Jones. Now they go in the corner to Fletcher. He tried to throw it inside, and there was three Crusaders. Here comes Petrov. He'll put it up and score. Sam Petrov with the left-handed layup to make it 18-4. Now kicked out of bounds by the Crusader. Checking in now for the first time tonight is Jermaine Clark, a 6'1" junior guard for the Rebels. Sire Brown will inbound. Now taken away again as Cozy gives it to Petrov, and he had it blocked, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. That's That falls on Sire Brown, his second, team fifth. So Sam at the line for two. First time at the line for Petroff. First one up, no good. Checking in now is Moreland. Malanchy Harden Moreland, the 5'10" junior guard for the Rebels. Petroff to shoot the second now. Second one up, all net good. 19-4 now. As they inbound to Cameron Jones. He gets it across court to Wendt. Wendt having trouble trying to get it across. The 10 seconds, are they going to beat it? They barely do. Wendt, though, finds the man underneath. Moreland. Wendt to Moreland for two to make it 19-6. As Cozy brings it across. Cozy now gives it to Jones. Now Petroff from the side. His three-pointer again is good. Sam Petroff with another three-pointer to make it 22-6. That pressure still being put on by the Crusaders. There's a shot that's no good by Cameron Jones, and Petroff gets it down quickly to Austin, and then it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crusaders. 12:04 to go, and we got a full timeout called by the Horlick Rebels, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
No, there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues. Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Back to live action here as they throw it in and scores. Nice play as Justin Jones scores for the Crusaders. Now the Rebels having a hard time getting it across. Wendt finally gets it across, then it's taken away. Here comes Bryce Austin. Too Cozy for the two to make it 26-6. A 20-point lead now. And now they throw it out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Lutheran Crusaders. And Dylan, looking at the score right now, it looks like we could have that running clock in the second half. Petroff with the basketball now. Pulls up, drives inside, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Jermaine Clark. And they call the foul on the Crusaders. And they called that on Imney, his first, team fifth. And then the Crusaders stole it, took it away, was Bryce Austin. So at the line now is Austin, 4-2. First one up is good. Makes it 27-6. He's 1-for-1. Second one up, also good. Make it 28-6. 11:26 to go in our first half. Ball goes into Cameron Jones. Then they get it to Moreland. Moreland coming all the way in, putting it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Justin Jones, and then it's taken away by the Rebels. Now Jones tries to save it, and it goes into the hands of Moreland, and then he gives it to Jones. Rebels trying to get some points here. Clark now gives it back to Moreland. Moreland goes over to Cameron Jones. His three-pointer hit the ring, no good. Rebound, though, is flagged down by Clark. He gets it back out to Cameron Jones. Cameron Jones on the drive, puts it up and scores. Cameron Jones with the layup. Found a crease and went through it to make it 28-8. Closing in on 10 minutes to go in our first half. Pitroff now goes in the corner. Three-pointer's no good by Jones. But the putback is good by the Crusaders to make it 30-8. Now on the drive, knocked away. Moreland tried to go in for a layup. Justin Jones now gave it to Imney. And then Cozy scores on another layup to make it 32-8. Oh, almost a travel there. No, they did call the travel. Checking in for the first time tonight, Mario Orta, the 6-foot senior guard for the Crusaders at the 9:57 mark. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our coaches poll coming up. There, the inbound is good by Austin. And fouled on the play. Followed by Wendt, his first, team seventh. So at the line is Austin, 4-1. And he converts the three-point play to make it 35-8. Ball gets inbounded to Cameron Jones. He's double-teamed, throws it across court to Moreland. Back to Jones. Jones almost a double dribble, gets it up to the other Jones. Now putting it up and scoring is Clark to make it 35-10. All receiving Lutheran. Pitroff, spin move, falls, but gives it up to Justin Jones. Nice play by Sam as he was falling to the ground. Threw it to Justin Jones, and it's 37-10. Getting in across is Cameron Jones. Now gives it up to Moreland, who comes inside, then gives it back to Wendt on the outside. Now Moreland with a three-pointer. That's no good. Pitroff with the rebound, and they'll push it up quickly. And Jones, Justin Jones, with the layup, and that makes it 39-10. We've seen Lutheran doing everything right, getting transition baskets, steals, giving it up, and count the basket by Bryce Austin. It fouls on Wendt, his second, team eighth. Three for three for Bryce. And checking in is Avery Holloman. 6-foot-1 sophomore. So free throw was good. Now checking in for Austin. Is Mikhail Pratt Hansen. Pratt Hansen in the game now. Jones with the steal. Jones now on the drive. Kicks it back out. To Imney. Imney with the basket to make it 45-10. A 35-point lead. Here comes the Rebels. Nice play that time. Shot is up and good by Clark. Jermaine Clark puts in the easy layup to make it 45-12. Now here's the Crusaders as they come down quickly. Goes to Jones. Now taken away by the Rebels, coming all the way down is Holloman, and he'll score. Holloman with the basket to make it 45-14. Under 8 to play now in our first half. Brock Hansen with the basketball now. Gives it up to Petrov. Back to Orta. And Orta scores 47-14. Now the Rebels almost lose it, but Jones gets it back. Now from the corner, the wing, the three-pointer's no good by Holloman. And here comes Justin Jones the other way, down to Petrov. Petrov on the drive, throws it back out to Orta. Orta's three-pointer's no good, hits the ring. Rebound to Holloman. And a jump ball, it'll stay with the Crusaders. 7:17 to go in our first half. All Relu so far. Impressive display by the Crusaders. Now Petrov from the corner, his three-pointer hit the ring, no good. Rebound though to the Crusaders. Orta with it. Orta gives it up. That shot is no good by Brumby. And it goes back over to the Rebels. 7:01 to go in our first half. 47-14. Relu with the lead. As Clark comes down quickly, gives it up to Jones on the wing. Now back out on top to Holloman. And then Jones. His shot no good. Hit the backboard and came off. So it'll go back over to the Crusaders. Now Emney will have to inbound it again to Prot Hansen. And it goes over to Orta on a wing. Down to Petrov coming inside, trying to go up with it. And he's fouled, triple teamed. So in the bonus, Lutheran is. So Sam will go to the line again. Petrov at the line. He's 1-for-2. That last foul was on Jones, his second, team ninth. So Sam at the line for a 1-and-1. First one up, no good, and Fletcher with the rebound. In and out, so he's 1-for-3 on free throws. They throw it back to Moreland, and then they get it up, and they can't save it. Steps on the sideline is Clark. So the Crusaders to inbound with 6:23 to go. Now shot goes up. That's no good. Airballed by the Crusaders. And the rebound to Clark. They get it down to Fletcher. Fletcher gets it inside. Now the shot up is no good by Moreland. And we'll have a foul on the Crusaders. That foul was on Emney, his second, team third. Checking in now is Max Contreras, 5'9" sophomore, seeing his first action tonight. As the Rebels get it into Jeremiah Jones, who gives it up to Moreland. And Moreland passes on the wing to Holloman. Then they try to go inside to Clark. And he throws it out of bounds. So to go back over to the Crusaders, 5:47 to go. Been all Relu so far, 47-14. On the drive, is Pratt Hansen. He can't get it to go. Fletcher now loses it out of bounds. They say it was knocked out by Racine Lutheran. So Holloman. Holloman to inbound. And he gave it to Moreland, back to Holloman. They got to get it across. And I'm surprised that the Crusaders are still pressing with the score the way it is. So Contreras to inbound, and he inbounds to Pratt Hansen. And what do we got now? Okay, another foul coming up on the Rebels, on Clark, his first. Team 10th, double bonus. 3 for 4, first one up is good. Let's make it 4 for 5. 5:15 to go. Second one up, also good by Brumby. Let's make it 49-14. This ball goes into Holloman. Holloman takes it all the way down. Tries to throw it up. And intercepted by Contreras. Down quickly to Orta. Orta can't get it to go. And the Rebels come up with it. And Moreland makes a nice move to get it down quickly. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good. Hit the ring and a rebound to the Crusaders. Coming down quickly. Orta with the three-pointer. That's good. Mario Orta with the three-pointer to make it 52-14. 4:30 to go. Again, pressure by the Crusaders. And that foul was on Pratt Hansen, his first, team fourth. And taken away by Orta. Orta pulls up, shoots, and scores. Mario Orta with another two. Makes it 54-14, 40-point lead for the Crusaders. As Holloman with the basketball now, gives it back to Moreland at the top of the key. Moreland looking for someone to throw it to. Finally throws it to Jones. Trying to drive inside was Clark. And here comes the Crusaders the other way. Shot up is good. By Brumby to make it 56-14. Fletcher all the way down. Gets it to Moreland and he scores to make it 56-16. Orta with another three-pointer. That's good. Another one by Orta. 59-16, and we got a timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here, and let's see who our leading scorers are for the Crusaders.
Leading the way for the Crusaders, Dick, on 14 points, Bryce Austin. He's 4 for 4 from the line. Mario Orta, he has 10 points. He's two three-pointers made. Deion Brumby with 7 points. He's 5 for 6 from the line. Sam Pitroff with 9 of his own. Justin Jones with 8.
All right, back to live action here. 59-16, 3:28 to go in our first half. As the Rebels inbound, Clark inbounds to Jones. That's Cameron Jones. Fletcher with the basketball now. Passes back out to Cameron Jones. Being double teamed. And taken away by Contreras all the way down. Puts it up and scores. Max Contreras. And they're at 61 points already in the first half. 3 minutes to go in half number one. Here's the Rebels now with it. They got it across, which was nice. They broke the press. Fletcher now tries to get it inside to Cameron Jones. He overlays the layup. And they come down quickly to Brumby. He misses. Putback is no good by Pratt Hansen. And the next one to Holloman. Then it's taken away. Taken away by Orta. Orta gives it up. Shot up, good, by Justin Jones. So 2:28 to go, 63-16. They get it down to Fletcher. Fletcher will try to get rid of it. He's fouled. The foul's on Contreras, his first, team fifth. So just out of bounds. So it'll be Clark inbounding. I guess we've been saying Clark, but maybe it is Clark. So it's Clark. So we apologize. Jermaine Clark. So Jones inbounds to Pratt Hansen. And they give it up to Orta. From the side, the three-pointer's no good by Justin Jones. And a rebound goes to Contreras. He puts it up off the glass and good to make it 65-16. 1:50 to go. This time, Fletcher goes inside. Misses it the first time, but gets it the second time as J.J. Fletcher to make it 65-18. Contreras will bring it across. Gives it up to Brumby. Now to Orta. Orta looked for a minute like he was going to take the three-pointer. Now comes out to Pratt Hansen. That's Mikhai. Mikhai Pratt Hansen. Now to Brumby. Back to Pratt Hansen. Now on the drive, it's Jones. He gives it up to Brumby. Brumby puts up kind of a wild shot. No good. And it comes back out. To Pratt Hansen. And we're under a minute to play here. Contreras with the basketball. 47 seconds to go. Gives it up to Orta. Orta with the shot. No good. Rebound. As he goes high is Holloman, and he gets it to Cameron Jones coming down quickly. Gives it up to Clark. Clark then has it intercepted by Pratt Hansen. Coming down is Justin Jones, who misses it. And another rebound to Holloman. Holloman looking for someone to get it to. Finally gets it to Jones. And got a foul coming up on the Crusaders. That foul's on Contreras, his second, team sixth. So the Crusaders went almost the entire first half. There's 16 seconds to play in the first half without putting the Rebels on the line. There's a three-pointer that's good by Cameron Jones off the glass to make it 65-21. Pratt Hansen comes in with the one-handed layup and makes it. And that's the end of our first half of play. With our score, Racine Lutheran 61, Horlick 21. We'll step away for 2 minutes to hear from our sponsors and patrons. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, thanks, Dylan. We're at halftime. 67-21's our score. Relu with the big lead. Now let's run down the coaches' poll, sponsored by WisSports.net for week seven. Starting in Division One, it's still Wisconsin Lutheran, followed by De Pere, Kettle Moraine, Verona, and Sheboygan North. In Division Two, it's Mount Horeb, followed by Nicolet, Slinger. Racine Park drops one spot from third to fourth this week, and I would say it was based on their cliffhanger win over Bradford. Wauwatosa West is fifth. In Division Three, it's Milwaukee Academy of Science, followed by Freedom. Racine Lutheran still in that third spot, followed by Lake Mills and Lakeside Lutheran. Checking in at number nine this week, up one spot from 10th, is Racine St. Catharines. In Division Four, it's Mineral Point, followed by Aquinas. Bondeville is third, followed by Stratford and Pardeeville. And in Division 5, it's Sheboygan Lutheran, followed by Royal, Loyal, River Ridge, and North Crawford. So those are your top teams in each of the five divisions. And again, we've got three of our local teams ranked. So that speaks well for what we've seen so far this year in high school basketball in this part of the state.
Yeah, it's impressive. The teams that we're able to cover night after night here on DG Sports, incredible basketball is happening all over the state, but to be able to feature some high-class basketball here in southeast Wisconsin, very impressive showing. Racine Lutheran putting up almost 70 points in that first half. And you can, say, well, they pressed the whole time, but yeah, their starters also weren't in. It's kind of one of those things where, maybe they press all game, every game, regardless if they're up by 100 or down by 100. They run their system, and we'll see here in the second half, now that we're going into the second half, they'll probably come out of that press. I'd like to see that happen. We'll see what actually does happen, but I wouldn't say he's piling it on by any means necessary. This Horlick team is just very low level compared to that Crusader, 12-0, ranked third in the entire state. Just a very high output team.
Well, we're going to see how good they are on Tuesday night, because we're going to cover that game at the Park Fieldhouse, where the Crusaders will visit Racine Park, and something's got to give. One of those ranked teams is going to fall. And a lot of people, talking to a few people here tonight, Dylan Dooley, a few people are giving the edge to the Racine Lutheran Crusaders, which, if Casey Robbins is listening, that's what he wants to hear. He wants bulletin board material.
Yeah, we're going to be in for a real showcase of just how good high school basketball is here in the city of Racine. There should be plenty of eyes there, a lot of different people at that game from the Park Fieldhouse. Luckily, they have another big facility, so they're able to host that with ease. But it should be a wonderful basketball game.
So, again, for our listeners, for the umpteen time, Dylan, I know you love doing that. Tell them what the 40-point rule is in the second half.
So they got to wait till 9 minutes. The coaches can agree to have it sooner.
Yes, they can.
We'll see if that happens here tonight, just because it's already a 56-point game at halftime. We'll see what that happens. But you do have to wait until the 9-minute mark, and the only time it'll stop is for timeouts, whether that's officials' timeout, injury timeout, team timeout, anything like that. That's pretty much the only time that the clock would stop for that running clock.
All right, and again, you know, for our listeners, why did the WIAA do that? Because they had a lot of games that experienced this in their games. More so up north, I believe, when they instituted it than down here. I don't know if you knew that or not. I got that from a, he'll remain nameless, but I got that from a referee slash commissioner. And he said that's why they did it. They had a lot of the little schools that didn't have the quality programs of other little schools. They saw that a lot, and somebody initiated, went to the board of control, you know, the WIA, the, I should say, the advisory board for basketball, and they said, yeah, we'll look at it. And when they took a vote, they were surprised that it passed so easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge addition, in my opinion, to all sports, football, basketball. Football, they even adjusted it now where in the second quarter, if it's a 35-point
yes.
game, we're going to start the clock. And I think it's good. Cuts down on a lot of issues that teams may have with fights, shoving around all the extracurricular activities that do happen. I'm a big fan of the running clock. I wish in basketball they would kind of transition that too. Second half, if you're down by 50 in the second half, you're not coming back in that basketball game. There's no need for the clock to wait all the way till 9 minutes.
Yes.
That's halfway through the half. I think it was because basketball used to be quarters. So then they said, all right, well, the fourth quarter, you're down by 40, running clock the whole quarter. Well, it doesn't really translate to halves the way it did to quarters, in my opinion.
And just a reminder, we'll be naming our DG Sports Player of the Game near the conclusion of this ball game. We will not be going down on the floor to present it. We'll make sure that Lutheran Crusader player gets the award, Dylan. I think we can safely say it's going to be a Lutheran Crusader. It's just logistically too difficult to get back down there after a ball game with everybody trying to leave and all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, it'll be a zoo down there trying to manage that. We have to go all the way around to one end of the gym, come back to the other end of the gym, up and down stairs. Logistically, it's worse than Pritchard Park.
Yes, it is. It sure is. So halftime's just about concluded, 67-21. Racine Lutheran with the lead. And the Rebels will get the first possession of our second half. And again, as Dylan said, if the two coaches conversed, they can start that running clock sooner than the 9-minute mark. But knowing Coach Eichner, he might want to see how his team performs till then. So it'll be Went to inbound for the Rebels. Trying to get it in to somebody. Gets it in to Brown. Brown now passes over to Went. Then they go to Fletcher on the wing. Back out on top to Jones. That's Jeremiah Jones to Went. They have it knocked away. Cameron Jones picks it up. Tries to come inside. Now they go to Fletcher, who comes inside, drives, shoots, and scores. A one-handed floater by J.J. Fletcher. to make it 67-23. Cozy with the basketball now. Passes over to Petroff. On the wing. Now they go in the corner to Austin. Then Austin goes inside, and the shot up is good by Brumby. And Brumby scores. And there's that token pressure again by the Crusaders. And they come down to Fletcher, and he scores again. And all of a sudden, he's got a quiet 6 points in the game, J.J. Fletcher. As Cozy brings it across, passes over to Austin. Back to Cozy. Petroff was open in the corner. Now he gives it up. And nice assist as he gives it to Jones. And he scores to make it 71-25. Down to Fletcher again, who scores again. J.J. Fletcher with another two. And it's 71-27. Cozy with the basketball now. Gives it to Petroff. Petroff drives to the top of the key. Then gives it up to Cozy. Now Austin from the corner. His three-pointer's no good. Put back. Is blocked. Rejected. Jones with it now. Gives it to Petroff, who will drive in. He'll put it up and score. And count the basket by Sam. He's one for three, though, from the line tonight. That fouls on Cameron Jones, his third team first here in the second half. One for three tonight for Sam. Puts it up and scores. Free throw's good, so he converts the three-point play. 74-27. Raylou with the lead. Not going to relinquish it either. Cameron Jones comes down, shoots air ball. And the Crusaders, Brumby could not control it. Goes out of bounds, so it'll go back over to the Rebels. 15:56 to go. And they get it in, knocked out of bounds again by Racine Lutheran. And they'll say last touch by the Rebels. So Cozy will inbound to Austin. Austin will bring it across, now gives it to Petroff. Back to Austin. Then they go inside to Jones. And then the shot up is good and counted. Counted by Brumby. That falls on Jeremiah Jones, his third, team second. So Brumby at the line, first time tonight. And he hits it. 77-27, a 50-point lead for the Crusaders as they get it across to Brown. Then Brown gives it back to Cameron Jones, and it's taken away, but last touched by the Crusaders. 15-27 to go as Went back in the ball game, inbounds it. Gives it over to Cameron Jones. Then they try to go down low. And Jeremiah Jones cannot control it. So it'll go back over to the Crusaders. Cozy with the basketball now. Passes over across court to Austin. Now they go down low to Brumby. Brumby kicks it back out to Austin. Now they go inside to Brumby. His floater up is no good. And the rebound to J.J. Fletcher. He'll mix it up in there. And the Rebels get it across. Here's Went for a three-pointer. That's no good. Hit the ring, and that's it. And the rebound comes down to Justin Jones, to Petroff, all the way down, then kicks it back out to Austin, and then he goes to Cozy. Cozy now to Petroff at the top of the key. Then they go down low to Justin Jones. His floater hit the ring, no good. Fletcher with the rebound. And here comes Tyler Went the other way with it. And he's got to kick it back out. He had the shot and gave it up. And then Fletcher gets it to Cameron Jones. who can't get it to go, and another rebound to Justin Jones, who gives it to Petrov, who puts it up, overlaid it too hard. Next one is no good by Brumby, and it's going to go back to the Rebels on this foul. So checking back in will be Mario Orta for the Crusaders, as Wendt will inbound at the 14:08 mark. Taken away by Orta. Gives it to Austin. Orta can't get it to go. Tip up is good by Petrov. And Petrov gets back quickly as they get it to Fletcher. And then Fletcher gives it up to Brown. Now underneath to Wendt, who scores. Tyler Wendt with the basket. 79-29, 50-point lead for Racine Lutheran. They gave it to Petrov. He gave it to Brumby. Back to Petrov. To Austin. Then Orta. Now from the wing. No good as it hit the ring. Put back is good by Petrov. Sam Petrov with the basket. Here comes the Rebels with it now. Brown gets it down to Fletcher, who scores again, and I believe he's in double figures now. He's got 10. There's a floater. Oh. There was an alley-oop to Sam Petrov for the two. A little showmanship there by Sam to make it 83-31. Now on the drive, basket is good by Cameron Jones. And here comes Lutheran. Shot up is good by Justin Jones to make it 85-33. 12:36 to go. As Fletcher comes down, and he'll score again. 12 points now, unofficially, for J.J. Fletcher. Probably got his best game of the year. 85-35. Bryce Austin with the basketball now. Gives it to Petrov. He's going to shoot a three and hit it. Sam Petrov with another basket, a three-pointer, to make it 88-35. They get it down to Fletcher. Then Fletcher passes to Jeremiah Jones, who gives it to Wendt. Wendt's going to put up a shot that hits the ring. No good. Rebound to Sam Petrov. Petrov coming down. It's knocked away. But Justin Jones had picked it up, and he was fouled. That foul's on Jeremiah Jones, his fourth, team third. So Justin Jones at the line for two. First one up, in and out, no good. All right, checking in now will be some new people for the Crusaders. Second one up is good. So Pratt Hansen is in there for the Crusaders. Along with Inmani. Now here's Jones on the drive. Gives it up to Wendt, and he can't get it to go in the rebound to the Crusaders. Pratt Hansen with the basketball now. Gave it up to Orta. Back to Pratt Hansen. His three-pointer no good. Knocked out of bounds. And they say that J.J. Fletcher stepped on the baseline, so it'll remain with the Crusaders. 11:10 to go. We're still not at that nine-minute mark. I believe if Lutheran will hit 100 with no problem. Now they get it in. Orta with the three-pointer. That's airballed. And the rebound of Jeremiah Jones. Coming down to Wendt, who gives it up on a no-look pass to Cameron Jones. Nice play. Nice play by Tyler Wendt to make it 89-37. Under 11 to play now. Pratt Hansen with it now. Gives it up to Orta. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's airballed right into the hands of Cameron Jones. Cameron Jones now almost had it taken away, brings it inside. Now Wenthel put it up, can't get it to go. Should have threw, shot it off the glass, but didn't. And the rebound comes down to Imani. And we got a foul coming up on the Rebels. At the 10-18 mark. Fouls on Cameron Jones, his fourth, team fourth. So the inbound. And we got another foul coming up. That falls on Fletcher, his second, team fifth. First one up, hit the ring, no good. By Jones.